Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Shirley, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I appreciate you being there to talk to. I have a question that I'm trying to figure out how to handle. My husband and I are. We're supposed to travel tomorrow as a family, and last night I got a call from my son saying that our daughter-in-law is unable to get time off from work and take the trip with us. And I'm concerned because I think there's more going on than that, and I'd like to give you a little bit of background to help explain that.
Okay.
Our son is 24. He just came home from the Army. He was in the Army for 4 years, and that's where he met her online. Mm-hmm. He had never dated before that, never had a girlfriend, met her online. After about 6 months, he went to her country to visit her and stayed for 2 weeks. They fell in love, continued to date online after he went back to service, and then decided to get married. And at first, they said it was kind of a joke. Oh, we just told people we're engaged. And then they decided, well, we might as well anyway.
Where is she from?
So they decide she's from the Philippines.
Okay.
So they decided to get married, continued to date online. So the second time he went to the country to see her, we also went, and it was for the wedding. So my husband and I and our other son flew over there, went there for the wedding, had a very nice time, met her family. It was all lovely. Everything was great. And then it took over a year. It took about 16 months to get her visa and passport and to get her to be able to come here. So fast forward.
How long have they actually been living together at this moment?
They have been here in the country for 3 months.
Okay.
They stayed with us at our house for a couple of weeks, and then they had an opportunity to house sit for someone, stayed there for a couple of weeks, and then got their own place. During that time when they were house sitting, they had an argument. She sent me a message saying that she wanted to go home and didn't want to be there. And I said, okay, I'll come pick you up in the morning and bring you back to the house.
When she said home, did she mean back to the Philippines or with you?
Yeah, you picked up on that much quicker than I did.
Yeah, I would have assumed she went. How old is she?
She's 27. He's 24.
All right. So she
let us know she wanted to go home, and then she sent me the next text message saying that, no, I really want to go home to the Philippines.
Yeah, that's what I would have assumed.
We went out there and checked on them. I understand she's homesick. She's jet lagged. It's culture shock. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. So we tried to talk to them. I guess during the argument, really ugly things were said. He said, you know, well, maybe you just did this for the money and just to get here. And she said, well, for the last 3 months, I haven't really loved you. The only reason I came is because your parents had already paid for the ticket, and they've been so nice to me, I didn't want to disappoint them. So those were the ugly things that were said in the heat of the argument. We tried to tell them, give it some time, learn to communicate. We will pay for counseling. We would be more than happy to do that. Tried to just have them be patient and see if things got better. Since then, we haven't really heard too much about how they're doing. I know that neither one of them wears a wedding ring. They weren't sleeping together. Just all these different things that make me worry.
Mm-hmm.
So today's question is, we were supposed to go back east to see family. The purpose of the trip, and this has been known for months about, was that our son's grandfather is getting ill. He has not met her. And he's a minister, and he wants to renew their wedding vows. It means a lot to him to do the ceremony.
Yeah.
So for months, this has been the plan. Now that it's time to do that, she waited to the last minute to talk to her employer about it, and her employer has said that they won't give her time off. She doesn't want to quit. She doesn't want to get fired.
Well, she's ambivalent.
My question is...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not liked the job, but now all of a sudden she doesn't want to lose the job.
That's not what she's ambivalent about. She's ambivalent about whether or not she wants to stay in this marriage or not.
And right, it and that's like they my both concern. Are. And I yeah. did say that to my son last night. Our son grew up with Tourette's Syndrome, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, ADHD, and I'm sure Asperger's. So I'm not sure how naive he is about all this.
Or well,
if he's just trying to convince me.
So what's the question to me at the moment, Shirley?
My question is, do we say to her, is this really about being married or not? Let me help you.
Honey, look,
it sounds like you're
a lovely woman, and your daughter-in-law adores you. Your son adores you. I'm sure everybody adores you. You're a nice woman, and you really try. You're a mom to everybody. My darling, you're going to have to back off at this moment. They have to figure out what they want to do. And, I mean, think about it from her point of view. A couple months ago, she was saying, I'm out of here. And now you're saying, well, let's go and get married by a family member and let's make it official and let's... And she's not sure. And look, grandpa minister can marry them in 3 months or 6 months or, God willing, you know, a year. Let them sort it out. And I think what you need to say to both of them is, we love you both. I know that this is a tough time for you. If there's something we can do to help, let us know and back off. Because, of course, she waited. Look, think about if you were in the same situation, all right? You're not sure what you want to do. And a person that you care hugely about is sort of counting on this. And here's, we're going to get up in front and do what we didn't do before, which is this kind of quickie and dirty. Okay, we're now married. The whole big deal in front of God. And she's not sure she wants to be married. And he's not sure he wants to be married. So the idea of having a family member giving their blessings is terrifying at this moment. And the issue is, are they committed to one another? And at this moment, they don't know. So let them work it out. There's no reason to push it at this moment other than the fact that you had plans. But if I were you, I would go on the trip and have a great time, and you and your husband get a second honeymoon because you're not going to have kids around, and let them figure out what they're going to figure out. And I would just call your son and daughter-in-law and make it very clear to both of them that you adore them, that you understand that they're going through some time that they need to have to themselves. Even if they were completely sure, I think that they still need some time to adjust to themselves and decide what they're going to do. And she already, I mean, if in fact the motivation, which is probably partially true and not completely true, is that the reason she came was because she feels an affection toward you, you don't want to make that issue deeper. You don't want to make her feel guiltier because she feels more attached to you. You want them to decide that they either want to be with each other or not. And I think the fact that I'm delighted that you offered them counseling, but I think now you can offer them the most valuable gift, which is just some time and some privacy to decide what they want to do. And they may not decide what you want, and they may have different opinions about it. He may want to stay married and she may not, or vice versa. But let them sort it out. And I think all you can do is be a loving, interested bystander, but a very mute, quiet, no body language bystander. This is there to sort out. And I would think you and your husband need to go, but before you go, give them carte blanche to say, we absolutely understand. Don't worry, we can reschedule this at some point in the future, if that makes sense. And go, okay?
Yeah, it's not going to go over well with the rest of the family.
So what?
It is hard because there
Shirley,
are two ceremonies happening. Okay.
Shirley, doesn't make any
difference. Grandpa? Do they tell Grandpa?
No.
Who tells Grandpa?
No, I mean, you just explained to Grandpa that the kids are really having... I think I would give them the excuse. I would give them the one that they've given you, which is certainly palatable, if not completely accurate, is she just couldn't get the time off from work. And then I would say, look, in the long run, this may be a blessing, that they really need a little bit of time to adjust to each other before they meet the entire family. And that's what I would say.
Right.
Because it deals with the discrepancy between... The romanticized version in real life. It deals with the difference between a wedding and a marriage. It deals, because, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the symbolism, in the hearts, in the flowers, in the ring, in the dress, in the minister, and Grandpa marrying us. These two kids are having some real questions about their relationship, about whether or not they belong together, whether or not they can live together, whether or not they care about each other. And it may not even be whether they love each other, but whether they can even tolerate each other, because there are people in our lives that we love that we just can't be around. and there are people in our lives that we don't love that we can get along beautifully with. So I understand that this is sort of the perfect Valentine's Day call of don't get caught up in the symbolisms. You know, stay as real as you can, because that's where you're going to live your life, in the real stuff, not in the symbolic part. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, so as you know, presumably, we had a huge lottery, not the largest, but a huge lottery worth basically $500 million that was won by three people yesterday. Both, was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was Tuesday night, wasn't it?
I think it was Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Yeah.
And I certainly forgot to buy a ticket, so that was really smart.
And so did I.
Yeah, a 26-year-old mom with four kids. I know. Won $188 million. So that's good. You worry about all the 26-year-old moms with four kids who are buying lottery tickets who are not winning $188 million. But right. we've asked people before, what would you do if you won the lottery? Which is kind of fun. But basically, we were thinking in terms of, I don't know, a mere, 20 or 30 million or maybe even a couple hundred. But we're talking now, what did we say, 500,000? We said, what would you do if you, I mean, this is
500 million.
Sphere. Yeah, this is $500 million.
Yeah.
So. All right, so we're really talking serious yeah. money. All right, so what do you know what you do with $500 million?
That's Joy. That's almost too much. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it's too much. I don't think any amount of money is too much, but it's just
it's a lot of money.
It's like it's just so much money to where you just don't know exactly what you would.
Well,
do.
If you won a third of it, you'd only get $200 million.
Right.
So. Does that make it easier?
Yeah, it might. Well,
the point is that people say things like, "Well, I'd buy a house and pay off my debts and buy a car." Well, I mean, you're talking about maybe $100,000 there or something, or maybe if it's you're buying a very expensive house, let's say that you could dispose of $5 million that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
That still leaves you. I mean, $5 million out of 500. That's 1%. So, I mean, I think that you're talking about a significantly different kind of amount. So we were asking people, okay, don't let's not fool around with the chump change. I love when we refer to chump change as, anything under $500 million, $500 billion. I don't know. It seems completely appropriate that my caller's name should be Rich. Right? Rich, you are indeed on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown. It's been a year since I spoke to you last, and I wanted to give you a follow-up. I called you last year on a Friday before Valentine's Day, and I was nervous because my ex had invited me over for dinner, and I
right.
didn't know what to do. And
right.
gave me some good advice that I followed, and I wanted to be with myself on Valentine's Day and make it special for myself. And then he called and invited me over, and I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
So then I called you on the Monday, and I took your advice. And because you said, you don't have to make the day for yourself. You don't have to do, you don't have to go to dinner. But you could let him know that he's still a friend. And so I didn't go to dinner. I did what I wanted to do that day. And then I asked him out, but I said, I'm going to go get a hot food sundae. Would you like to join me that night? So dinner was over in his house and everything. And it worked out great. So So I'm calling because I listened to your advice about going through all the holidays and realizing that you can get through them, and it's not as scary as you think it is.
It's maybe scary in the contemplation, but in the actuality, several things happen. First of all, as you know, the days just come and go. I mean, it happens. It's not like time isn't, it's a river. It's not a ruler. It just flows, number one. Number two, what you can find is an enormous sense, exactly as what you were talking about a year ago, of doing what you want to do as opposed to trying to fit your wishes into compatibility with somebody else's. It could be an enormous sense of freedom. I mean, it may not be something that that you want to continue your whole life, because it can be and should be pretty self-centered, but it at least gives you a sense, first of all, of competence, and second of all, of reality, of what it is that you really like to do, as opposed to figuring out what someone else likes to do and then figuring out how you can fit into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where are you today?
Well, this year, because my goal was that we remain friends, and that's exactly what happened, and that's who I've been to him, and he's been to me. But it's understood now that we're really friends, and I've had opportunity to show him my support, my friendship, and vice versa. So that was good. So I thought everything was fine, and then 6 o'clock this morning, I woke up and I was anxious and saying, "Oh, what am I going to do tomorrow?" Or what would I didn't know what to do. So I got up and I journaled, and so I started out the journaling. What do I want? And then
good question.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And then it went into what I don't want. And so when I wrote all that out, it felt good, and then that wasn't accurate or anything. So then I put out, what would I like to do? No, if I had a lover, what would I want that person to do for me on Valentine's Day?
Okay.
So then I wrote that out, and after I wrote it all out, I thought, you know, I can do all this for myself. So then I wrote how I could do it for myself, you know, make myself an express. And then I also said, you know, tomorrow is Saturday. It's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. It's Saturday. How can I make this a special Saturday? And that's what I ended up doing.
Well, good for you, Rich. Sounds like you've come a long way, baby. Good for you. So what are you going to do tomorrow? Good.
So tomorrow, I bought berries, and do have a different breakfast than I would normally have. So I bought berries, and I'm going to make myself French toast with sprinkled sugar on it and have some orange juice. And that's different than my regular oatmeal.
Sounds great to me.
Yes. And then I'm going to take myself to see Paddington.
Oh, you'll love Paddington. It's a perfect Valentine's movie. It's just because it's truly about love, and it's loving. It's going to be great.
Oh, good.
You'll love that. Yeah, that's great. Okay. And you may want to go see Kingsman, too, which is kind of, because I don't think, unfortunately, most people are going to go see it, and it's really fun.
Oh, fantastic. Kingsman.
Kingsman. It's Colin Firth, and he plays kind of a James Bond kind of guy with tongue firmly in cheek. I think you'll have a great time at it.
Well, thank you very much.
And well, thanks
thank
for calling
for
back.
You're welcome. I love you.
Well, happy Valentine's. I think we're going to have a great day. Brian, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a couple months. I was going to tell you a little thing about Valentine's Day a little later, but a lottery, I would go buy a really cool boat and we live here in Washington State, here near Seattle and on Puget Sound, which is a great boating area, and yep. I've always been into boats my whole life pretty much, and was into, worked at a seafood restaurant for years and years, and liked to eat fishing, and several of my friends had boats, and me and my friend, anyway, I'd get a yacht or something and go to Arizona and pick up my long, my girlfriend that I met around October and go on a
cruise. Brian, there's not a whole lot of water in Arizona. You can't
no, I know, but
to Arizona.
We'd leave on the boat from here and bring her here and...
got it. Okay. Yeah, I just didn't want you to be really disappointed when there's not any water in Arizona.
There's only little ponds and little lakes and maybe
and
one
all of those
little
are
river in Arizona.
Yeah, most of that is stolen from California.
I know, I'd pick her up and bring her out here and we'd leave on my boat and go for a cruise for several months and like down to California or maybe...
That's still not going to take up even with an expensive boat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're going to get anywhere near half a trillion.
I'd buy a new house and spread and give some of the other money to my mom and to some of my family. I'm a single guy and I never did marry or don't have any kids. But I'd figure out something to do with it. I was going to say one other thing. A friend of mine. She's leaving today, flying from here. Actually, I live in Tacoma, Washington, and she's flying to Boston today to visit her daughter and granddaughter, I guess it is, in the Boston area. Now, do they still have a lot of snow? Are they getting snow today or tomorrow, too? From what you think?
They still have a fair amount of snow. I haven't looked at the forecast. I think there's forecast...
It's worse there than it's been in New York for the snow, isn't it?
Yeah, they got a lot more than we got. We got about 6 inches, I think, total, or maybe 8 inches, and they got about 3 feet when you combine all the snowstorms together. So, yeah, we had, as I said, a little bit of snow yesterday, but it was very localized. As I said, it was a blizzard where I live.
Yeah.
And, you know, 50 blocks away, there was nothing. So
we got great weather out here the last... Oh, it's been in the 50s, and yesterday it was 61 degrees, and today it's supposed to be 61 or 62, and today and tomorrow. I know,
it's really ridiculous. My mom was in Denver.
We need some of your moisture for California, too.
I know. My mom lives in Denver, and she's had like 60 degree weather, which the ski slopes are not going to be impressed with that. It's really a problem.
Yeah, several of them here. In fact, one Snoqualmie Pass up here, one of the main ones, just said yesterday or the day before that they're closing. They had one or two runs left open, and they're closing their ski area until we get some more snow.
Yeah, it's really a problem.
Yeah, it is. And, I was just going to say one other thing about it. I was stood up one time by my ex-girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Whoa!
We were supposed to get together, and I called her on the phone. She didn't answer the phone. I called her again 5 minutes later or something. Called her like 3 times. She never answered the phone. So I went over to her apartment. She wasn't there. And then so I just went home, and I didn't hear from her for like 2 days later or something. And, you know, I tried to call her the next day. And anyway.
What was her explanation?
Well, it wasn't much. She just said, I was doing something else, and I sort of forgot or something. And I go, oh, really? You forgot Valentine's Day? And...
Well, had the two of you set something up ahead of time?
Yeah, I was going to call her and then go pick her up, and we were going to go
but
somewhere.
Had you invited her ahead of time?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's kind of the writing on the wall, don't you?
I thought that was a little tacky. I mean,
I think it's more than a little tacky, but, geez.
Yeah, especially on Valentine's Day. But, yeah, the lottery, I used to buy lottery tickets quite frequently years ago, but... Now sometimes when I hear that it's, you know, 300 million or 500 million like it was Wednesday, I try to buy a couple, but I forgot the other day.
I guess three or four different people won. Three, I think. I think it was three. 188 million apiece.
So.
Which if you figure is almost 200 million apiece. So it got well over five.
I'd be fine with like 5 or 6 million.
What a guy.
Okay, I love your show. It's great.
Well, thanks, and happy Valentine's Day.
So do you guys still have a lot of snow on the ground there in New York?
No, we have. Oh, okay. It's just kind of the dusting, and it's been cold enough that it's it hasn't gotten really, you know, icky, dirty. But
icy.
It got a little icy because it got warm enough during the day and then would freeze at night. But it's...
So you're not having global warming there.
We're not. We're having global weather shifts or something. But
yeah,
I think Manny's the one who gets the rights to complain for the weekend. I think he's going to have the nastiest.
Yeah, we're going to be down in the single digits tomorrow.
Well, good talking to you.
Okay. Well, happy. Hopefully, not stood up for Valentine's Day, Ryan.
No, I'm not.
You've given it up for Lent.
I'm not going to call her until. Well, I sent my friend in Arizona a Valentine card.
Well, that's good. Yeah, my brother used to send me the little penny Valentines all the time. He stopped doing that.
And then my friend's wife, when I was over visiting them the other day, she says, "Oh, you should send her a bouquet of flowers." And I go, "Yeah, but I think it's too late now." And
actually, if you're willing to pay a fortune, I'm sure you can get them delivered tomorrow. It's just how much you want to pay.
Yeah, I mean, it probably costs at least 75 or 80, yeah, 100 bucks.
Yeah, I would guess. And
anyway,
the day after, I'll tell you, I'll just pass this along, too, because I was, a couple of years ago, around here, there the delis on the corner, the Korean delis on the corners, usually have roses, and you can usually, they used to be, I think, two dozen for $8, now I think it's two dozen for $10, except for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And so I was there, and it wasn't Valentine's Day, but it was fairly close. And I think they were two dozen for $10, so not very expensive. And these guys were going in, and they said that they wanted to buy all the old roses. And so they were, because after they'd gotten a little wilted. And I said, "Guys, that's not going to work very well, buying wilted roses." And so here's what they told me that they were going to do, that they were both taking their girlfriends out for something romantic. I don't know. I think one of them may have been ready to propose, and they were going to take them, and so they bought all these old roses, because if you're going to leave rose petals on something, what they wanted to do is leave a path of rose petals, and then on the bed in a heart shape, and then the tub. And I said, "That's great, but if I were you, I would certainly do it at a hotel or motel, because that's really messy to clean up, and it will be very romantic, but unless you're going to stick around and clean up all that rose petal junk, they're not going to be very happy with you the next day." But I thought that was a great idea. So buying sort of used roses and making sort of rose petal kind of thing.
Yeah,
so you can do that when you go to Arizona. And they're probably, you can find more dead flowers in Arizona because they don't have a lot of water. It's all from California.
I was watching Sean Hannity's show last night on Fox, and he had a couple of women on from his show there on. And they were telling everybody what women really like, and they were talking about flowers and candy and this and that and things not to do on Valentine's Day.
Sort of underwear in general is not the world's best idea, because the notion is that the man's buying it for himself, not the woman.
Yeah.
All righty, Bri. Listen, have a great holiday, and good luck with Miss Arizona. Just don't try to sail your boat to Arizona. It's not going to work.
You guys
think I know nothing about geography. Shame on you. I know that much. Someone said to me when I first moved to California that you could only understand the politics of California by understanding the politics of water, which I think is really true. And you can only understand Arizona by understanding that they take all their water from California, and California is not necessarily very happy about it. And they have all these sprinklers, and they water all these lawns. Arizona's a desert. What can I tell you? So hopefully Brian's not going to sail his yacht there, because it's going to run aground. All righty. So we were going to talk about winning the lottery. And again, you can understand, that's why we made it $500 million. That buying a yacht or buying a house isn't going to put a dent in it. So you have to think much larger.
You're going to have a lot to work with after.
And that's the point of it. That's why we made it $500, because we've asked before, and everybody says the same thing. Let's face it. They say they're going to pay off their debts, buy a house, put money away for either their college or their kids' college or their grandchildren's college, take a trip around the world. Yeah. That you do with, like, maybe 20 or 30 million. We're talking $500 million. You've got to think bigger, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, I am here to help on whatever it is that's on your mind that's either enchanting you or troubling you. 855-993-7569. All right, so we asked the musical question, and we asked it in response to the fact that the Powerball jackpot on Wednesday, and I said it multiplied 188 times three, because there were three winners, and it turns out to be like $565 million. so we've asked the question before, what would you do if you won the lottery? And we didn't specify amount. And in this one in particular, it's half It's more than half a trillion or a billion dollars. Apple is worth 700. I suppose you could buy shares in Apple. You can't buy Apple, although you could come close to buying Apple with that if you want all of it, except they take the taxes out and stuff like that. But nevertheless, all right, so the point being, you know, what would you do if you had half a billion dollars, all right?
All right, let's start with Bill.
I like starting with Rich. I thought that was great.
That was
cool. A different issue. Yeah, go ahead.
That was very cool. We'll start here with Bill, though, and Bill says, spend. Then he says, less time on Facebook, perhaps.
Folks, if you spend, I mean, think about it. If you spend $1,000 a day, I mean, $1,000 a day, it's 564,000. We asked the whole 500 million. So in 50 years, you'd have to spend $10 million a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how are you going to spend? That's 365 days.
Wow.
So that's, $300,000 a day or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, there's no way of spending all that money. Unless you're buying small countries. See, I still think my idea is the best is give $1,000 to every poor person in the world, cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you'd have to do probably is either make a lot of trips or hire armed guards, because you couldn't give it to a government to do it, right?
Right, yeah.
Or the other thing to do is pay everybody's taxes for a year, except you couldn't pay everybody's taxes for a year. And have them all give it away to someplace. But, you know, I assume that you could trust people to be philanthropic. Maybe not. I don't know. But I would be an interesting, at least sociological experiment to give $1,000 to, what would that, 1,000 into 500 million is a lot of people as well.
Yeah, exactly.
50 million people. No, that's not right, is it? No, that would be 100. See, decimals have always been my downhill. All right, let's see. It's 500 times 10 to the third, right? Because 500, that's 500,000, that's 500 million. Okay, so if you take 1,000 out of that, it's 500,000 people, half a million people.
Hmm.
It's not that many, is it?
Well, I mean, half a million is.
I don't even know where you'd start. Maybe 1,000. You know, maybe find a country, and give it out to 500,000 people.
Yeah.
I do you give it out to men, women, children? I think you only give it out to adults.
Yeah.
18 and over. I don't care about drinking age. and say okay, and the only stipulation being that you have to say what you did with it. But you wouldn't, and if somebody did something worthwhile with it, maybe you could hold back a little bit and give more to the people who did something worthwhile with it. And the people who just went and had a good time with it, I mean, it's their money, they can do anything they want, but they wouldn't get any more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you only give it out to like a quarter of a million people. And what country has a quarter of a million people? Probably not even, I mean, that's probably a small city, isn't it?
Yeah, that's even, I would
even
say,
a third world country.
I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and St. Paul has actually more than 250,000 people.
Well, but you're going to give it to a third world country anyway.
Right.
Well, maybe Dominican Republic or Haiti or something like that. Hmm. But there are more people than that there as well. I don't know, but what percentage of them are their children? Because you're not going to give it to anybody under the age of 18. So I have to do a little research in this.
Yeah.
And no one's given me $500 million yet. But as soon as they do. But, I mean, that seems to me a much more fun and challenging kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you need with another yacht? I don't have a yacht. I don't even have a car. Cut me some slack here. But the idea of giving a reasonable amount of money to people who have essentially nothing and seeing what they did with it and having a way to reward or to give a boost to people who had done something reasonable with it. There was, when I was doing some work for Children International, I was in Dominican Republic, and there was this kid who lived in a truly a shack, where they had, you know, they really didn't have running water. They had a hose that they shared with another group of people. And he was in this little shack with I think three or four brothers or sisters. I don't remember if they're three or four. And he had, but in his little cubicle, where he had literally a sheet that he pulled back, it was immaculate. Look, he had army corners on it, and he was in school, and he was finishing up high school, and he wanted to go to college, and he figured out the transportation part. He had a bike, but he couldn't afford the books. And I said, if he would send me the paperwork, I would pay for his books and his tuition. I think he may have had a scholarship. I didn't think he had to pay for tuition, but I would pay for his books, which were a couple hundred bucks a year. But he didn't have it. But he never got back. And so I did something over Christmas where a woman, because that's what I'm going to do with my foundation, is do education. And this waitress, for some reason, we ended up talking about it. And I said, send me your transcript, and I'll put you through school. And she never did it.
Hmm.
I mean, I think that's one of the issues about people who don't have much, is I think they don't trust completely, number one. And number two, that they just don't have the tools sometimes to be able to take advantage of things. Man, if somebody said, I will put your way through school, let me tell you, I would be on their, you know, I would email them so fast, and I would check that email 14 times to make sure there were no typos in it.
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm a nice middle-class kid, you know, so I don't know. But, I mean, it is an issue. And so, and there's that whole issue about, you know, just giving people money, whether that works or not. Because there are some systems that give cash grants. And the question is that useful or not? What was the one that I bought a sleeping bag for, remember the story we did a couple of weeks ago?
Oh,
about
yeah.
The police officer bought sleeping bags, that you could make into a sleeping bag?
That was just last week. That was in Utah, right? I think a city in Utah. I think it was the police officer that got the...
I sent him $100, and it showed up on my credit card. I have no idea, hopefully, that somebody bought him a sleeping bag and a coat.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? When you look up in the dictionary under gullible, there's my picture. What can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.